Good morning. Paula Cordonero is my name, Chief Commercial Officer of De'Longhi Group, and it's my very great pleasure to be with you here this morning to speak a little bit about our commercial strategy and growth. First, I'd like to speak about our core business activities, core customers, channels of distribution, geographies. Primarily, our core business is located in Western Europe. This still represents a significant part of the group's overall turnover, growing strongly year on year. And we believe and we know that we will continue to grow into the future also in our core business activities. While these markets may be considered mature markets for the group, they still represent a significant opportunity because, relatively speaking, many of the categories and markets in which we operate in Western Europe are still relatively under-penetrated when it comes to household penetration. And this will provide us with a significant opportunity for growth also in the future, both in food preparation and coffee. We'll address these households through increased investments in advertising and promotion, as we have been doing in previous years and will continue to do in the future. Beyond our core business activities, we speak about acceleration of growth. The enablers to this acceleration of growth will come from our ability to address new shoppers through new channels and additional channels of distribution, additional markets and geographies around the world outside of our core businesses in Western Europe, additional products and categories, and of course, our online digital strategy. The first key enabler to growth acceleration in both our core markets as well as the new and additional markets in which we will operate in and are already operating in are new channels of distribution. For example, food and grocery channel, historically not thought of as a destination purchase location for small domestic appliances, but a place where our consumers are shopping two or three times a week, a tremendous opportunity for the group. HoReCa and food service, leveraging on our tremendous expertise in food preparation and coffee. Beyond this, and when we talk about acceleration and additional growth, of course, we talk about our geographical expansion around the world. De'Longhi Group has a huge global footprint across many regions and markets internationally, commercial footprint of subsidiaries and distributor networks with which we can leverage to accelerate our growth. The first two major focus markets, of course, Massimo mentioned earlier, of North America, US. China is our other main focus for global expansion. But it's not just about these two main regions. We also have networks of distributors and opportunities to leverage and grow our business across other regions of the world, Middle East and Africa, Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, Russia, CIS markets. When we think about this growth, for a moment, I'd like to focus just on China and the Asia region. One of the main facilitators of this will be the emerging middle class, the emerging affluent consumers around the world. If we look back 10 years, Asia and China represented less than a third, 28% of the global middle class worked and lived in Asia and China. Looking forward to the next decade, that number will grow to 66%. Two-thirds of the global middle class will be located in the Asia Pacific region, a region where the group has a commercial footprint on the ground, teams and people to address the markets of China and Southeast Asia. This emerging middle class is important because as consumers become more affluent, they will buy domestic appliances. They will invest in their homes and invest, perhaps for the first time, in buying small domestic appliances. But the story is much more than that. As these consumers become more affluent, they also invest in international brands. They're also investing in lifestyle and lifestyle trends. In China, consumers are very interested in the lifestyle trends of North America and Europe. The proliferation and explosion of coffee shop culture is one example of this in China. As consumers in China become more exposed to different forms of espresso coffee, lattes, cappuccinos, macchiatos, De'Longhi Group is uniquely positioned to capitalize on this new emerging affluent consumer base. When we address the consumers in regions and in China, for example, and we address these new emerging, these new affluent consumers who are embracing coffee shop culture, we do it through a process of proximal marketing, proximal consumer experiences. Now, that may be online and be where our consumers are online in terms of social media activities, but also being where they live, where they work, and where they play. This is through a series of activities like expos, pop-up stores, demonstrations, experience centers. And when we talk about addressing these consumers, we speak about being where your consumers are. Be where our consumers are. But it's not just an opportunity in China. North America, US, is another major opportunity for the group and an area of focus. Of course, the consumer base in North America has already emerged. They are already affluent. In most cases, they already own small domestic appliances. But the opportunity in North America, a trend that we've seen in the last few years, already supporting our growth, and that will continue to support our growth in the future, is the expansion of the home remodeling, home improvement market. Consumers are investing more and more in their homes, something that's accelerated in the last few years. As they invest in their homes, they invest in upgrading their domestic appliances. We know that one of the drivers of this trend has been in the last year or two, the increase in incidence of working from home, right? Smart working. Consumers are investing in their home now, not just as a place to sleep and live, but also as a place to work. This is an important trend that's driving coffee consumption for us in the home domestic market, because those consumers who once upon a time stopped at their local Starbucks on their way to work to buy their espresso-based coffee now are trying to replicate that experience and that out-of-home ritual inside their home. Again, an important driver currently for the group and a driver for the group well into the future and the next decade. But the story is not just one of coffee in North America. Food preparation also offers us an opportunity for acceleration and growth well into the next decade. We have the launch of, we have the Braun brand in North America on which we'll continue to build. But we have a tremendous opportunity with the acquisition of Capital Brands and the addition of two leading North American brands, Nutribullet and Magic Bullet, on which we can capitalize. For the first time in North America, we have a North American brand designed for North American consumers by a North American company, and gives us access to one of the largest categories in food preparation, blending. As we expand globally, we also need to address the needs of global consumers. In some cases, those global consumers, as we discussed in China, are simply looking to replicate the experience and the European experience in their local market. This is a simple transference of our core products to local markets. In other cases, we need to and we will adapt our products to the local needs of consumers through our regional product development process. And food preparation is a good example of that. Food preparation is a category that's partially international, but also by definition, partially local. By adapting our core products, we can address also the local needs of those consumers. And any conversation, any discussion, any strategy that talks about growth must today address online and digital go-to-market. Our traditional brick and mortar customers are growing and will continue to grow. But the group is investing heavily in terms of resources and expertise also in our digital go-to-market platforms. And this is in several areas. The first being our own go-to-market, direct consumer business. So we address that through the expansion, as we've been investing in the last few years in e-commerce, through social selling networks. Also, by expanding the brick and click elements of our traditional brick and mortar customers as they transition their business into omni-channel, offline and online, and also through investments, working better and investing heavily in competence in our own people in how to work with and work better with online pure players, such as the Amazons of the world. So to talk a little bit more about this important aspect of our go-to-market, I'd now like to introduce you to my colleague, Filippo Oliaro.